Blackstone Audio presents Somewhere Between Luck and Trust by Emily Richards. This book is read by Karen White. Chapter 1. Some days, when the morning light stole softly through the window behind Christy Haviland's bed, she believed, just for the moments before she came completely awake, that she was still a girl in the Burl Memorial Church parsonage. Sunlight filtered through pink organdy curtains had always given her childhood bedroom a rosy glow, and so many mornings she had lain quietly and watched the color warm and brighten the room until her mother came to wake her. There was nothing rosy about the room where she awakened now. The concrete block walls were a dingy beige, and the windows had no curtains. Nothing about her life was rosy now, but for that matter, her childhood hadn't been rosy either. How many times had she wished she could tear down those ruffled curtains, throw open the window, and drop to the ground below to begin a new life anywhere else? Now she knew that sometimes wishes came true. Although some occupants of the room were beginning to stir, the woman on the bunk above Christie's was still sleeping. From the shaking of the bed and the groans, Christy knew her bunkmate was having a nightmare. Nightmares were as ordinary here as the sobs that punctuated the darkness and the angry words that punctuated the daylight. It wasn't possible to jam 36 women together and force them to share narrow bunks and lockers, not without outbursts. And day after monotonous day, when heat, hunger, and exhaustion drained away whatever humanity had been left them.